Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, today non-provocatively titled Israel's Abu Ghraib? Don't be so thick. So, a thick Israeli girl publishes her photographs of herself making fun of Palestinians who've been arrested, and she fails to see what is wrong with so doing. What does this signify? Well, it signifies that a thick Israeli girl has published her photographs and shown the world her cruelty. Anything else? Well, you can make a decent argument that the snaps are emblematic of a generation which has not been educated properly in empathy for the other. You could go as far as to argue that they're part of a body of evidence of the routine humiliation of the Palestinian people. But to jump from there to Abu Ghraib? Abu Ghraib. Systematic, long-term torture and humiliation encouraged at high levels, involving officers, including a general, hundreds of photographs, a dark place utterly off-bounds to the media, mostly hidden from the human rights groups, which, when uncovered, sparks a fierce debate in the USA, with a significant minority of people arguing, well, it ain't that bad. Israel. One girl, Eden Abigail, on one occasion, gurning in front of detainees, which, when uncovered, horrifies popular opinion in her country, where she is now ridiculed as one hell of an idiot. Of course, she has her supporters, but overwhelmingly, people are disgusted at her stupidity, and many feared the backlash, saying, you know what, we're about to be Abu Ghraibed. There are indeed other photographs around of IDF soldiers behaving in an appalling manner, and the Israeli media is busy publishing them as fast as they can get hold of them. But there are photos and videos of just about every army in the world, including the British, where soldiers behave in a way they shouldn't. They are not always taken as symbolic of a corrupt nation. I'm not arguing there's no abuse of Palestinians. Of course there is. And over the next week, there's going to be a flurry of photographs emerging to prove just that. What happens inside some of the prisons where Palestinians are held without trial needs further investigation. All of this would be valid. But to compare Abigail to Abu Ghraib and to elevate it to a global story is just plain sloppy thinking. Or worse, selective outrage. Where were the howls of anger and condemnation of a whole nation when the footage emerged last week of Indonesian soldiers taunting a Papuan man they just bayoneted in the stomach? As Yawen Waini lies dying, he says, "Freedom, Papua." And the response of the soldiers is not to offer him medical aid, but to call him a savage and say, "What? Speak up? You're never going to get freedom." I don't know if this is a video which is symbolic of the systematic persecution of the Papuan people or the actions of a renegade unit. The 10,000 dead Papuans suggests the former, but the point is that this video was not held up to the world nor viewed as evidence either way. It was ignored because people select on whose behalf they are morally outraged. Imagine if that video had been of an Israeli soldier bayoneting a Palestinian and then everybody standing around laughing as he died. It would have been the lead story in most countries in the world. Another example of selective moral outrage. The lack of coverage of the systematic persecution of Palestinians across the Arab world. This week, the Lebanese parliament finally passed a law allowing Palestinians to apply for any job they want. Until now, the 400,000 refugees there could only work in menial positions. There's been little coverage of this apartheid system over the decades. The list, the examples, well, they go on and on. The Abigail story is legitimate to cover, legitimate to debate, but we need to distinguish between Abigail and Abu Ghraib, and if you doubt it, go back and look at the photographs that came out of that Iraqi prison. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.